it's Alec from the Danks, and you're listening to the Earshot Top 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Ashley McCoskey.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, and now I'm about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. How's it going? I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Ashley McCoskey. Brian is off this week. He'll be returning next week for next week's countdown, but Ashley gets to sit in on the 70th episode of this show.
I feel so honored.
It's big. I told Wayne last week.
It's big.
It's big. I told Wayne last week that he could join us for the 100th. I think you should join us too. I think we should have everybody we've ever had co-host
drinks
with us.
And all, pizza and everything.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but we're on a tight budget. But no, settle down.
Can I say
settle
that?
Down. No, you can't. Anyway, we're counting down the top 10 albums, and it's from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, August 13th. And Ashley's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program and are about to deliver the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and lots more.
And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, then you should reach out to us and we'll give your track a spin throughout the countdown. So any hour of the program. I don't really know where I was going with that. I do want to say, though, before we get into the countdown here, I want to say that anybody out there listening that is hearing the construction in the background, this is how we do. This is how we do radio. It doesn't matter, rain, sleet, snow, or construction, or Godzilla will still be here for you. I don't know if I'd actually come in if there was actually a Godzilla.
You get a good view from the booth here, so maybe.
True, true. All right, we're going to start the countdown at number 10. Ashley's going to let you know what's coming in and that spot.
At number 10 is Hunks and His Punks with It's Not Easy, and you'll also hear number 9, Dinosaur Bones, Nothing Left Between the Lines, and at number 8, Monomyth, Don't Stare.
And I think this is the story of my life, Hunks and His Punks. This is my...
Yeah, that's for sure.
stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
It's not easy.
Thank you. number 9.
Shot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard at number 8, Monomyth, Don't Stare. And before that, at number 9, was Dinosaur Bones, Nothing Left Between the Lines. And number 10 prior to that was Hunks and His Punks, It's Not Easy.
Sometimes I want to make stories up with the names. Like, Don't Stare at Hunks and His Punks, There's Nothing Between the Lines. And you just take, like, bits.
Yeah.
No? Not at... Oh, you just pulled a Brian Cleveland there. Just shot me down. Thanks for that one.
This is a nice attempt.
It is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, now into the top 10 and moving right along through that. If you're just joining us, we count this down every week on Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of St. John, New Brunswick, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners, and it's also online. So many great ways to check out this program. In just a few minutes, you're going to hear from Jason McIsaac from the band Heavy Blinkers. We chatted with him earlier this week, and you're going to hear that interview and a track from their album as well. They were on the charts last week, fell down. They're still on the charts this week, but below the top 20, but we're still going to hear from them, but not before we hear from our number 7, and Ashley's going to let you know who that is.
This is Young Galaxy with their song Privileged Poor.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
Heavy Blinkers dropped their fourth studio album in July titled Health. Jason McIsaac joins us to chat from the band. Jason, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I read that this is your first release since 2004's The Night and I Are Still So Young. Was the break between then and this album intentional?
Well, we did have one EP release just after that record, but that notwithstanding, you're absolutely right. And we all took some time off. In fact, the band started to disintegrate, actually, member by member, until such time that there was just myself and Dave Christensen remaining. So there really wasn't a band. So a lot of people thought we were on hiatus, but in fact, I suppose we sort of didn't exist. we had been working on Health together as a band, in fact, initially. But as I said, as everyone went off to do their own thing, I was kind of left with this bag of chains, if you will. And so I took a few years off from it and started doing music for television and film. And I've partnered with my partner, Dave Anderson, and we run a facility in Halifax called Village Sound. And so I was doing that. And it was actually partially Dave that made the album happen. He's like, I'm now working at this facility full-time. I have access to the studio, and he kind of lit the fire under me to finish it. So one of the misconceptions is that I've been working on Health for 8 or 9 years, but in fact, there were large periods of time where I wasn't working on it at all. and I went on to produce other people's records in between albums. Dave Christensen and I, we did Jen Grant's debut album. I did Brent Randall. I did Ryan McGrath. Just a bunch of records. Kept myself busy.
So, and that's interesting. What was the recording process like for this album then, where you had some stuff already in the works from the previous band? Did you just fill in with different artists, or did you actually pick up a few people just to put together this album? How did that all come together?
Yeah, well, in fact, I kept the what are called bed tracks, which are just the principal spine of the tracks: piano, bass, and drums. I took those with me. And then started building it from the ground up. But in fact, the Heavy Blinkers band that has existed for a few years, in fact, is the principal band on this record. The bed tracks are, as I say, are a bit long in the tooth, but all of the music that you're hearing was from the past couple of years and really showcases the same core group of Heavy Blinkers. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Jim Grant is the principal vocalist on this record, which is a treat, a delight, an honor, actually. So it is, even though when you count it all up, there's probably 100 people on this record, I should think. But when you really think about it, the lion's share of the music was played by the same 7 or 8 people. So it is. It feels very much like a band album to me, even though if you look at the liner notes, you might think, holy moly, this is, you know, this is like a Cecil B. DeMille film. This is a huge, huge, sprawling endeavor that just went way over budget and went bananas. But in fact, it was a very small core group of people. And we got, you know, string players and horn players, and we had people come in to do just one track who had, you know, a specialty instrument like Ilan pipes or something. But all of the songs can be played live, and they are, and they will be. And yeah, it feels very much like a band record to me, despite all the personnel change.
Very interesting. And so, from the title of the album, Health, to the tracks that people hear on this album, and they're all really great. Is there a theme or story that runs through the title and the tracks on this album, or was it, is it more of just a mix of ideas that kind of came about from the previous band, and you just kind of put words to them?
Yeah, well, it is very much a concept album, and I've resigned myself to the fact that I have to say that, even though it seems like a pejorative term to a lot of people. It really is a concept album, as loosey-goosey as the concept may be. I got the idea for the record when we were touring in France, and we went to see where Joan of Arc had been burned alive. And I thought, oh, it'd be really neat to maybe make a song about that. Obviously, there have been some songs about Joan of Arc, most notably Leonard Cohen's. But I thought, you know, I think maybe there's something I could say about this that hasn't been said. Maybe it's foolish as I thought as it was. And then I started thinking, well, maybe if I made a bunch of songs about martyrs, female martyrs, and ghosts, female ghosts, that might be an interesting point of departure. So it started off as that, as kind of a concept album about female ghosts. You know, and then from there it kind of spiraled into songs about unrequited love, which is not foreign territory for the Heavy Blinkers, And there are some songs that, you know, I guess are about myself in some way, but largely it is kind of a narrative. And it originally was going to be upwards of 30 songs, which obviously was just cost and attention prohibitive. But with the absence of some of these other songs, the remaining 16 may seem a bit more surreal or a bit less coherent, because some of the songs that maybe help to tell the story more explicitly are no longer there. And I'm 100% happy with that decision, because now it's a little more open-ended and a little more, I hope, a little more universal. But it was very firmly rooted in an actual story. What it ends up being, I don't know. But when I hear it, it's like, oh, absolutely. I get this.
All right, more with Jason in just a moment. But first, we're going to hear from Imaginary Cities, down from number 3 this week to number 6. Here is Chasing the Sunset on the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Still chatting now with our friend Jason from the Heavy Blinkers, and so has there been any touring or anything happening with you and as the Heavy Blinkers? Has there been stuff going on for you since the release of the album?
Since the release of the album, no. We're actually putting all our energy into our hometown record release, which is going to be on September 10th in Halifax, cabaret style with a magic show. It's going to be a lovely affair, a soft cedar feel, but in a bar, and basically what we're doing now is putting together a strategy to see where it is we should go tour this record. We're obviously very busy with full-time careers. A lot of us are actually quite blessed to be doing music full-time outside of the Heavy Blinkers. Though we all agree that this is something that we want to bring to people who want to hear it. And already we've been getting a lot of really good offers from the UK, which is what I hoped, because that's where we really seem to do well. And yeah, we're basically just putting together a plan on how to get out there most cost-effectively, given the scope of the music, and do it in such a way that, you know, we're able to keep our full-time lives, you know, afloat while we're gone. Because we're not like Matt May's band, you know, where you go out there and it's like Matt would be happier being out on the road, I think, than almost anything. And we're not necessarily built like that, or at least the music isn't built like that. It's not. It's a little more. It's a bit more of a studio project, actually, and I think it's at its best in album form. But I think what we do live is pretty nice. It's pretty. I'm quite happy. It's a reinterpretation of these songs, and I really think the audience will like it. It's, we've spent a lot of time making sure that it's beautiful. And that's our hope, is just to make music as beautiful as we can and bring it to as many people as we can. Just a modest venture.
It sounds like quite a full plate for you guys coming up then. And has there been any talk about another release? Are you recording new music or talking about new music?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In fact, just as I had predicted, as soon as Health was released, my creativity, you know, my desire to create new Heavy Blinkers music was reinstated, because for the longest time this was this thing on my back that I didn't feel that I earned the right to write new material until this other material, got birthed. And absolutely, on release day, on the minute it was out in stores or online, I said, oh, okay, now I can just do the whole thing all over again. So I'm feeling more inspired these days than I have in years. So much of my time has been trying to, you know, dress these children for school, so to speak, and get them out the door. And now I'm just able to really start from scratch. And I live in a very, you know, musically inspirational town, Halifax, and all of my friends are musicians, and just going to see them and talking to them about, you know, the new music that they're making and all the exciting opportunities that they've been afforded and that they're working toward really has energized me. And in, you know, in no small way, I do write music full time. This is my job. I do, you know, so it's not like I've let that muscle, you know, atrophy. I haven't. It's not like I haven't been busy or keeping my chops up. I just haven't been able to really do new Heavy Blinkers music. So that is my number one desire right now. I'm super, super excited.
Something for fans to watch for. All right, theheavyblinkers.com is where you can find more on them. And Jason, thanks for dropping a line.
Oh my goodness, it was totally my pleasure. It's very flattering that you asked. Thank you so much.
All right, and here's the Heavy Blinkers on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
It's a crime that you close your eyes. It's a shame that you hear no beauty when it's calling out to you, you non-believer. That song's not sung to just everyone. No, 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 to just everyone. Out for you, but you won't receive them, and those arms don't reach out to just everyone. Thank you. try to get to you, to save you from yourself and the bright lights that leave in the dark.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
If our bodies will fall in.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Lightning Dust with Fire, Flesh, and Bone sitting at number 4. And before that was the Ketamine's So Clean. At number 6 was Imaginary Cities, Chasing the Sunset. And number 7 was Young Galaxy, Privileged Poor.
And in the mix of that, you heard from Jason McIsaac from the band, The Heavy Blinkers, and also heard a song from them, It Sounds Better Than It Sounds. Thanks very much to Jason for joining us. Only a few more tracks to bring you before this hour of the program is up, and we've made it through the top 10. And Ashley's going to let you know what's coming up next.
At number 3 is Dead Ghosts with their song Hanging in the Alley.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way.
Number 3.
Number 2.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
And at number three, that was Dead Ghosts, Hanging in the Alley. Number two was Jay Arner, Midnight on South Granville. And the big number one was Austra this week with Forgive Me.
There you go. And just a quick plug before we round out the show. Anybody interested, Halifax Pop Explosion tickets are on sale, and they have confirmed some of their headlining acts, including the Japan Droids, the Walkmen, Waves, Killer Mike, Action Bronson, and Hannah Georges as part of their 2013 lineup. It happens October 22nd to the 26th. We'll see if we can get somebody on later on as we get closer to the festivities and see if we can chat about that. But there's some information for you right there. Okay, we've done it. We have gotten through the top 20. It was a chore, but we did it. It happened.
It happened, yeah.
I want to thank Ashley for sitting in for Brian this week. Also, big thanks to Jason McIsaac and Kyle Daw for their interviews this week, and also to Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. And if you want to know about this program, well, it's a national countdown show. Countdown the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com. The show airs live and broadcast records out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick from 4 to 6 p.m. on Fridays, Atlantic Standard Time, and then is sent out for syndication across the nation, all across the country, to many great campus and community radio partners. We're also on the internet, radio4all.net, radio4all.net. That's where you can download the show, and you can also podcast through iTunes. Stick around. There is lots more on the way in terms of campus and community radio programming, and we'll return next week. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.